Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told the New York Times this week if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential election and possible collusion with his campaign expands the probe to look into Mr. Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, that would cross the line of what is acceptable. In a wide-ranging interview, Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone on the Times interview and the comments about Sessions.
The sense you get from reading this interview is that Trump believes the Attorney General should kind of be serving the president in a way and maybe almost acting as a protector. And, you know, traditionally in our country, the Attorney General is supposed to be the top law enforcement person in the land and is supposed to try to remove him or herself from politics as much as possible. I think some Republicans, even on Capitol Hill, are a little concerned by these comments regarding Jeff Sessions.
The president further suggested that fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey shared with Sessions a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Mr. Trump in order to gain leverage. South Korea calling on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer for military talks in a bid to ease border tensions on the North Korean peninsula. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashed with police in some areas, and it turned out that a 24-year-old man was killed along with three other people wounded. This is VOA News. The Syrian army and members of Lebanon's militia Hezbollah group have launched a major ground offensive in a border area between the two countries. The government-controlled Syrian military media reported military operations began early today from two fronts along the border, the offensive widely expected after negotiations with militants to leave the area failed over the past few days. World Food Program warning millions of people around the world are going to bed hungry without the cost of feeding them as an escalating due to conflict, instability, other complex emergencies. Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva and the UN, where the WFP's latest World Food Assessment report was released.
The World Food Program reports humanitarian needs and complex global emergencies are growing, as is the cost of feeding the hungry. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says some 800 million people globally are going hungry. She says many are caught in conflict or natural disasters.
We know how to end hunger, but all of our efforts are so often hampered, blocked, impeded because there's fighting going on. And that, to me, is like the big tragedy.
The WFP reports the cost of providing food aid has gone up by more than 140% from $2.2 billion in 2009 to $5.3 billion in 2015. Lucia says the amount of money needed for humanitarian programs this year is expected to climb to more than $9 billion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two, injured more than 100 on the Greek island of Kos today. Rescue teams searching for those who were trapped inside houses. The quake is the second in the region this year to exceed the magnitude 6.0, a level which can cause considerable damage. Greece and Turkey lie in the earthquake-prone zone. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The bill, if it were to pass, would be a lifeline for the young people who already have registered for the Obama-era program known as the Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals. The Department of Homeland Security chief told the members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that his agency will not commit to defending the program in court because department lawyers say it is unlikely to survive a legal challenge. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.